Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 18th, 2021. Welcome to Day 1460. Trump is expected to pardon or commute the sentences of more than 100 people on his final full day in the White House. Trump met with Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, and other aides on Sunday to review a list of pardon requests, including whether to issue preemptive pardons to his adult children, his aides, and himself. Trump allies, meanwhile, have reportedly sold their access to the White House to lobby Trump and White House aides for pardons. While there is nothing illegal about Trump associates being paid to lobby for clemency, any explicit offers of payment to Trump in return could be possible violations of bribery laws. The FBI is vetting all 25,000 National Guard troops in Washington tasked with securing the inauguration. U.S. defense officials say they were concerned about an inside threat from U.S. service members. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy said that the vetting process has not flagged any issues with the troops so far. Moving on, the director of the Census Bureau resigned after whistleblower complaints warned that political appointees were pressuring staff to release statistically indefensible data on the number of unauthorized immigrants in the country by January 15th, which could be misinterpreted, misused, or otherwise tarnish the Bureau's reputation. Stephen Dillingham's term was scheduled to expire on December 31, 2021. Trump appointed Dillingham to lead the agency in 2019 as the Trump administration pushed to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census, which was ultimately blocked by the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the National Security Agency moved to install a former GOP political operative and White House official as its general counsel. Under pressure from the White House, Defense Secretary Christopher Miller ordered NSA Director General Paul Nakasone to replace Michael Ellis in the role. Nakasone was reportedly not in favor of Ellis's selection and tried to delay his installation. Ellis tried to prevent the release of a portion of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's manuscript, which dealt with Ukraine and would presumably be damaging to Trump. The Pentagon plans to swear in Ellis on Tuesday. Moving on, at least five anti-vaccine organizations received more than $850,000 in loans from the federal Paycheck Protection Program. The groups all oppose or question the safety of vaccinations and are known to spread misleading information about the coronavirus, raising questions about why the Trump administration approved loans to groups that actively opposed its own public health agenda. And finally, by the time you're hearing this, the number of coronavirus deaths in the United States will have surpassed 400,000 people, and more than 2 million people worldwide will have been killed by the virus. The U.S. confirmed its first case of the virus in Seattle on January 21, 2020. As the total number of U.S. coronavirus cases surpasses 24 million, California health officials reported that a new variant of the virus was linked to about 25% of new cases in that state. The new variant, known as L452R, is distinct from the highly contagious British mutation known as B117, which has also been found in California. And in the polls, USA Today says 56% of Americans believe there will be more violence at the inauguration. 70% say America's democracy is weaker, not stronger, than it was 4 years ago. NBC News says 43% of voters give Trump a positive job approval rating, down from 45% before the November election and 44% shortly after he took office in 2017. And the Washington Post says 67% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the presidential transition. In 2017, 40% of Americans approved of Trump's handling of the transition. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.